It's Bishop and Laurinaitis is What's Up.
What's up, man?
What's up with you?
All right, and today in What's Up, we head on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Our buddy Jeremy Birmingham with the Letterman Row joining us on National Signing Day. And Jeremy is of an age, as we are, of remembering the old National Signing Day in February, which was pure joy. I absolutely adored it. It was so fun for content. It kind of helped you in the middle of winter. And all of the so many of the kids came down to that last day, those big ESPN signings. Now with the two signing days, there's a little bit of luster off this one, Jeremy. And it puts it in the middle of December where you're in bowl practice and holidays and all that stuff. We're selfish for content. I wish it was still today in terms of the big one. Do the programs benefit from this? And more importantly, do the kids benefit from this?
I don't know if the programs do or not. I know Ohio State certainly would have preferred to not have to deal with that in the middle of December. But I think the kids who are locked in and know where they're going certainly benefit from it because they get an opportunity to get this all, the circus, over with a lot earlier. But I was driving down to Columbus this morning. We're meeting with 14 of those early enrollees here in about 25 minutes. And, I was thinking how much different this is than a normal year or what it used to be. And I think it's great for the players. I don't know about the teams. I guess it depends on if you're trying to win a national championship or if you're just trying to get kids into your program. But maybe a little bit of both.
Jeremy, the only guy really today is the safety from Michigan, Cam Martinez, who's expected to sign. Talk to us about him and what Buckeye fans. We've basically broken down all the other guys that are already signed, sealed, and delivered. But with Cam, what are the Buckeyes getting?
Well, they're getting a really special athlete. I mean, he's a two-time player of the year in Michigan. He is a state champion in Michigan, played in two other state championship games. Played quarterback for the majority of his career, especially the last couple of years at Muskegon. And a guy that Ohio State thinks really can play anywhere on the field. He could end up returning punts, kicks, playing somewhere in that slot, nickel, cornerback type situation, or maybe move back to safety. And he's a guy that if they wanted to, if it needs come down to it, he could play offense and move over into the wide receiver role. So Cam is a really, really diverse athlete, really explosive, and a player that Ryan Day has been adamant about signing. And there's a lot of people out there that when Cameron decided to hold off on signing in December thought maybe Ohio State should move on or put up some sort of ultimatum toward him and his family. But that was not the approach the Buckeyes took because he's been very important to them in this class. He committed in July, and a player that, again, like you said, if you can go up to Michigan and get Mr. Football and a two-time player of the year, it's a win.
Berm, this highlights this class, which is fifth nationally or somewhere thereabouts, depending on what service you pay attention to. Top five class, it seems to be consensus. You mentioned Cam Martinez. I'll add Julian Fleming to that. And what jumps out to me is a conversation Threes and I have had a lot, which is it feels like we're becoming Clemson and the Big Ten is becoming the rest of the ACC. And this is part of the reason why. We get the best player in Michigan. We get the best player in Pennsylvania. Like, if you're Penn State and Michigan, how's that happen? That can't happen.
It's cyclical. I mean, the Big Ten obviously went through a downturn in the early part of the middle part of the Jim Tressel era. And Urban Meyer forced the league to go out and adapt and hire better coaches and spend more money. And right now, when it comes to specific players, obviously Julian Fleming was highly coveted by Penn State, but that was just a battle that was won by the relationships and the cachet that Brian Hartline has on the recruiting trail because of his time here at Ohio State, the time in the NFL, and his ability to really connect with these kids on a personal level, but also a professional level, and understanding that he's been to where they're trying to go really made the difference for Julian and his family. Plus, the truth of the matter is some kids, and we can go back to Terrell Pryor for this, who didn't want to go to Penn State because it was too country for him out there in the middle of nowhere, and some kids really are looking forward to moving on to the next step of their life. And if you move to a city like Columbus and get an opportunity to live a little bit differently than you have when you grew up in the middle of Pennsylvania. And that played a little bit of a role in the mix for Julian. But with Cameron in Michigan, it was just a matter of fit. And they didn't really need another wide receiver, which is what they were viewing him as. And like I saw him more as a defensive back. So there was a little room for wiggling there. And ultimately, again, it came down to relationships, and the Buckeyes did a better job.
Jeremy, now, if I gave you the vast Bishop estate, right, if I just gave you all of his funds, okay,
I said – just retire. Go to an island. Buy an island, hell.
Who is the guy in the spring out of this class that when you watch the spring game, right, it's like the only little snippet you get to see of the new guys, but who's the guy that will be like kind of like Garrett Wilson last year where you're like, oh, gosh, well, that's special. We're going to see him in the fall.
Well, I think you could pretty much say that about any of the four wide receivers that signed and enrolled early. But the one that I'm really be watching is C.J. Stroud. I think the combination of his athleticism and his touch throwing the football and the opportunity to really put that on display and the need for Ohio State to have somebody really elevate the quarterback room behind Justin Fields. So somebody to step up and be a backup quarterback that you're like, wow, that's a guy we need him to take that next step. I think that I would probably go with C.J. Stroud. He's got a little bit of that je ne sais quoi in his game and something that Buckeye fans are going to love to watch.
Berm, I'll get you out of here on this one, bud. You think about the pressure that was on Ryan Day replacing Urban. You think about the season that he delivered on the field. And you think about the class that he delivered. This is really his first full class that he delivered. And it speaks a lot to the infrastructure guys. I mean, that's Pantone, it's Marotti, it's Volt, it's Stamp, it's all those guys. But it's also Ryan Day. He had to deliver on all these fronts. How do you grade it anyway other than A+? I don't know how he could have done better than what he's done here.
No, I mean, if you're talking about addressing needs, getting big-time stars, going out and getting players from all over the country, there's no doubt that the class is an A+. You can nitpick a little bit and say that, you know, maybe they went a little aggressive with some in-state potential projects, especially on the offensive line, that people will look at their star ratings and point to that. But as James can attest to, star ratings are not always accurate. Sometimes it's about what that player wants to be and where they come from. And I don't see anybody that should have any complaints about what the Buckeyes did. I think it will be interesting to see because of Ryan Day's reputation as an offensive mind and the way that the Buckeye offense has developed in the last couple of years. How they address defensive recruiting in 2021 will be sort of the next big thing, because with the changes in the defensive coordinator spot, the rumors and speculation always about Larry Johnson's future, that kind of stuff, it's going to be interesting to see where they go on that front. I don't think you're ever going to see Ohio State, especially with Ryan Day in charge, having any problem recruiting on offense.
No, certainly not. And it's a good point on the defensive questions. We did get older on the staff as well with Halfley moving forward. Great stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate your expertise.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.